Hey, it's Larry with another punchy outside the box. Today's topic is don't hit people. In recent features, I've been listing some of the lessons from Robert Fulghum's All I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Another is number 3 on Fulghum's list, don't hit people. Funny, there isn't an asterisk after don't hit people to tell us there are so many exceptions. Sadly, our society has an awful lot. Here are some of those. Don't hit people, unless they have done something nasty and deserve to be hit. What's nasty may be a matter of opinion, but we usually know it when we see it, at least when it's something someone else did. Don't hit people, unless it's in self-defense. They hit first, so it's okay to hit back. Don't hit people, unless those you hit are oppressors or bullies. They could be discriminating against you or denying you civil and human rights or taking away your freedom in some other way. Don't hit people, unless you're a parent dealing with an unruly or crying child, whatever their age. They have to stop, especially if they're doing it in public. Don't hit people, unless you're more powerful than they are, so they can't hit back when you hit them. Men hitting women is certainly a common version of this exception, but there are plenty of others. And I could add, don't hit people and refer to the many times people hit animals, but this lesson refers only to people. Don't hit people, unless you feel threatened in some way. Then you can stand your ground and hit them before they might hit you. It's also okay to hit if you're a country that feels threatened by another country, or even by a few people that you call terrorists. Don't hit people, or even worse, kill them, unless it's war, a just war, or even an unjust one that we can easily win. It's no wonder there's so much hitting and violence in the world, even though we were probably all told by parents, in school, in religious practice, in the neighborhood, not to hit people. There are so many exceptions to that rule. Don't hit people, a good lesson that's constantly ignored. Fulghum had 16 lessons he learned, all of which I probably accepted as a child, more or less. I still subscribe to some others, like wash your hands before you eat and live a balanced life. I've moved away from others. I often don't flush the toilet, at least when I pee. I don't take a nap every afternoon, although it's nice when I do take one. And I don't necessarily think warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. But if we consistently practiced the ones I mentioned in previous weeks, share everything, don't waste, say you're sorry when you hurt somebody, clean up your own mess, and play fair, what a different world we'd be living in. Have you hit other people? If so, why? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing for that ideal world where, if I don't hit, no one will hit me.